Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
So even as you hear a lot of buzz about cryptocurrency and the never predictable stock market, those options may have a lot of sizzle factors. However, we believe that apartment investing can potentially yield higher returns. And that's what the wealthy people also love about apartment investing as well.
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
9 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve. Welcome to another episode of Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom so you can start living the lifestyle you deserve. Guys, it's Nancy Kitty here. I'm so excited today about today's episode because we're going to do something a little different. And that is, I'm going to interview someone who is no stranger to Team Cashflow Multipliers. She's one of my favorite people in the world, my BFF, a smart, savvy investor, and she's also your data cookie cruncher. Do you guess who it is? Well, without further ado, please help me welcome the infamous Palmy Kitty.
Well, hello, hello there. Thank you so much for your kind words, Nan. I think that's the nice thing I've heard from you in a while. So this is going well to be doing this, to be on the other side of the mic. Seriously, I'm so excited about today's episode because I'm going to get to be interviewed by you. Thank you for having me.
Well, my pleasure here. Palm, our Cashflow Multiplier tribes is used to us, you know, just talking, sharing practical tips, tricks, and secrets to take baby step in investing. And of course, teaching them a little thing, like one or two thing about freedom, but nothing like this. This episode is probably going to be one of my favorite episodes ever. I can't wait to ask you all these questions. So shall we dive in?
Let's do it.
Okay, so I want to start with a big one because our past life as fashion manufacturers and our current lives as apartment syndication experts are kind of confusing to people. What I mean by that is that many people don't understand how we made that kind of transition.
You know, you're right. And we get asked about that a lot, don't we? Because it's really incredible that we can be successful in really different fields from the outside. From textiles to taxes, it's quite a leap, people think, right? No doubt, it was a really big transition and there was a lot of learning that we had to do. Also, a lot of growth spurt that we had to go through as well. But, you know, in all honesty, manufacturing aspects, there's a lot of similarities with dealing with multifamily apartments, from having to manage property managers, vendors, contractors, tenants. In both worlds, we're met with a lot of excitement and this beautiful, shimmering, unfolding thing that's happening in front of us.
You just said beautifully about how I actually feel too. So thank you for that. So another question we get asked often is, if you were to start from scratch, what would you wish to do differently?
So we actually ironically did an episode just about this topic. It's episode 26, What They Don't Teach You About Apartment Syndication, where we broke down the three things that we wish we did differently when we started out our apartment journey.
Palm, in that episode, we really didn't hold back on anything as we look back on our early days in our apartment syndication world to today, isn't it?
Yeah, we definitely didn't. If we were to start from scratch today, the first thing really we wish we would have done was start earlier. And I think that's the sentiment with most people. You know what they say, you have to look to your past, right? Have a better understanding of your presence. Honestly, we were killing it in our first career as fashion manufacturer. And while we were making great income, we were doing things that we tell everyone within earshot not to do, trade our time for money.
Yes, yes. And on top of that, we were breaking another cardinal sin of ours, paying way too much in taxes.
For sure. And while our friends were living out their W-2 lives and they had bosses they had to report to, we definitely had clients we had to report to as well. And we wouldn't compare who has it harder. Managing clients in the fashion world is definitely a different beast. And we're dealing with some, in real life, Miranda Priestly here, people. Clients who would threaten us on a daily basis to cancel our six-figure order if we didn't ship on time or do what they wanted or be at, you know, on site at the factory 24/7. Meanwhile, sometimes the factory may say, hey, calm down, I can't ship because we're a couple of days behind and it's about to, Chinese New Year is about to hit. So no one cares.
Or our order, or they didn't give our orders on time to make the Chinese New Year cut off, right?
Right, exactly. The second thing would be definitely buy more and buy more often. And you know, that's what exactly wealthy people do. Wealthy people, what they do is they'll start their business, they'll sell it, reinvest their profit into what? Real estate. In fact, the wealthiest people in the world put about 40% of their wealth into real estate, and in particular, multifamily apartment sector.
Yep, multifamily apartment sector is truly wealthy people number one, you know, strategy for building long-term wealth for sure.
So even as you hear a lot of buzz about cryptocurrency and the never predictable stock market, those options may have a lot of sizzle factors. However, we believe that apartment investing can potentially yield higher returns. And that's what the wealthy people also love about apartment investing as well. And another big lesson, Nan, that we're standing firm on our boundaries. The transition from no longer being available 24/7 all year round to working on our own time was definitely an adjustment, right? If we're listening, thinking, I can adjust pretty fast, then we hear you. There are so many ways to incorporate your own necessary boundaries that can keep you from overworking yourself and hitting burnout. Or worst of all, saying yes to bad partnership that drains your energy rather than inspire you. So the truth is, when you start an apartment investing journey, you're usually so passionate and so on fire that you find yourself obsessed with winning deals and feeling the progress. Or maybe it's just us, but I doubt that, right? Take it from us, the feeling of success has got to be one of the most addicting feelings out there. When you're balancing the pressure of doing your own thing on top of proving people wrong, their journey can be mind-blowing, but also it definitely can be difficult as well.
And just to be clear here, guys, the proving people wrong part was really, you know, just the cherry on top. It's not like we sought out to break necks here. Okay, now, I just want to geek out on all things underwriting, analyzing the deals, because this is the conversation you and I talk throughout our days, whether it's via text messages, voice text, face-to-face meeting, and all that good stuff. So now we're just bringing it to the podcast as well. And in the last year, there have been a lot of big changes in our underwriting strategy. So what do you think is important to know about those changes and how those changes affect the bottom lines for our passive investors, if there's any?
Yeah, before we jump into underwriting updates, that we've implemented, obviously, I want to share with you, Nan, and the people listening on the podcast, a couple of headlines about the multifamily sector that I grabbed recently and saw, like grabbed my attention, that I thought were pretty cool. So the first one is by Forbes magazine. It says, the multifamily asset class is quickly becoming the belle of the ball. And another one by Arbor Crowd. It says, how multifamily outperformed other real estate sector in the past recessions. Seriously, it's such an exciting time for all of us.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you.
So, okay, let's go back to the geekier stuff, the stuff that we love. For sure, climates are definitely different right now. And as we're recording this, inflation is at a 40-year high. Russia has gone to war with Ukraine, resulting in really a massive humanitarian crisis. And the stock market has been so volatile. Major stocks that has been spinning out profit for the past 5 years basically took back all that profit, like Netflix or Meta, formerly known as Facebook. So our underwriting needs to pivot to protect our investors' capital in this kind of rising interest rate market. And the key to successful passive investing these days is really to find a team of experts that has the strategies in place to safeguard your investment. So Nan, you've heard of disaster preparation, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So in the stockpiling of during the preparation, it's like basically stockpiling non-perishable goods, medicines, and other survival goods just in case a tornado blows through your town or like a big quake hits, right? Well, insurance, the same preparation and care for your finances and asset class deserves just as much, if not more, preparation and awareness.
So someone had recently just reached out to me and they were like, in time like this, we must invest in Class C asset class. And the reason is that during a downturn, as market contract and people are getting laid off and losing their jobs, you know, and as a result, people who have been living in Class A apartments starting to move to Class C properties and from a Class B property to, you know, Class C properties and so on. What's your thought on that?
Well, the Kitty sisters would politely disagree with that way of thinking. During this kind of climate, it's even more important to invest in newer asset classes with less deferred maintenance, higher rent growth area, as tenant profiles is more affluent and are able to increase, afford the rent increases that we're going to be implementing. Newer asset classes like A-class likely means less vacancy, less delinquency, less deferred maintenance, and more items to write off for depreciation, which we love. You know, we're all about paying as little taxes as possible, right?
Of course, legally and ethically, and of course, morally as well.
So newer asset classes, we've experienced less pushback from tenants when we're increasing rents, and absolutely get higher renewal rates. This means there's cost savings when preparing to get the units to ready to move in, and simultaneously lowering your turnover and vacancy costs as well.
Yes, for those of you who are new here or just getting started, be sure to tune into episode 25, Stay Classy, the Grading Scale of Apartments, to understand what the grading scale means and how do you know you're investing in the right one. We'll link it up to the show note here. Okay, if some of you who are just starting off, what kind of goals do you feel are realistic for them to invest in apartment syndication?
For sure, they would need to know their financial goals and why they're doing this. At Cashflow Multipliers, we talk a lot about what we call the freedom metric. So simply, the freedom metric is the monthly passive income that you want to hit. The amount that will allow you to breathe a breathing room, not to overthink before the next check is going to hit and have that kind of panic mode or wondering what expenses you need to cut in order to make sure that your rent's paid. It's a classic saying come to life. You can have your cake and eat it too.
Or in our case, boba. Freedom metric is the number in which your passive income equals or exceeds your expenses. Once you identify what that number is, it will help guide you, like your growth, goals, and income. We know this might be a foreign concept to many because you've probably been taught all your life that you need a nest egg of millions of dollars in order to retire, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So if you tune into actually episode 35, $50,000, 10 years, and you, your long-term apartment syndication plan, we talk about the 10-year plan of $50,000 every year and watching the investment do all the work for you. You as a passive investor will just reap the funds and saving big time on taxes as well.
Yes. So we'll link up the episode 35 to your show note as well.
Okay. Another thing is that apartment syndication is really for high-level entrepreneurs who are busy and are geniuses at what they're already doing. They just want to not have to break a sweat, lift a hammer, or deal with tenants, toilets, trash, and termites ever.
Okay, so taking a little bit of a turn here, a lot of people look at, you know, today's climate and think, I'm getting into the game too late. It's too late to start passive investment at this point. What do you say to those people?
I respectfully say, you're cray-cray.
I totally agree with you.
So one, it's never too late, but two, there's always an opportunity. And I know those are things that we say all the time, but truly, even if there's a recession tomorrow, if you have the knowledge, the team, and the strategy, you'll be able to ride the wave, right? So I have a story about this or an analogy. So when you go to the beach and you see surfers hanging out around, do you think that they're waiting just for the big one wave?
Well, are you asking me? Because if you ask me, definitely not.
Yeah, you're right. So they don't. They're just waiting for any wave, not just the big one. When opportunity meets preparation, that's when magic happens. Tony Robbins said it best. When things are going well, it's human nature to think they're going to go on forever. But when there's a meltdown, people run for the hills. They'll give away their homes, their stocks, their businesses for next to nothing.
I totally agree with that also. It's never too late for those who have the resource to thrive in any economic cycle for sure. And it's important to get off the sideline and get into the game because ultimately we must all become investors if you want to be financially free.
So absolutely, it's never too late.
You guys, if you ever thought about investing in apartment syndication, finding a team with a proven track record, starting your path to secure your financial future, this is exactly where you start, right? So go to kittysister.com/kittyfreedomclub. That is kittysisters.com/kittyfreedomclub. It's totally free here. The Kitty Freedom Club is for those who wants to get an inside scoop on investment deals, tips, and resources. But here's the catch. You have to have the desire to make some serious passive income. Sounds like you? Take your investment knowledge to the next level by joining the Kitty Freedom Club. Sign up is super easy. Palm, are you game for a rapid fire five questions?
You mean rapid fire five questions? Wow, tongue twister. Yeah, for sure.
Yes. So when are you most productive?
Whenever I get a new idea, I just start running, start doing it immediately. Just want to get into and get it done as quickly as possible.
Yeah. So next, who is someone that is inspiring you at this moment and why?
It's you.
What?
So I love that we're such a great team and how we're so different and in very different areas. And our experience and expertise is like completely different. But I also learn a lot from you all the time.
Okay. What is something you are most excited for this coming year?
I'm really excited about the Kitty Freedom Club. Yep, it's growing and we have an incredible group of people who are already ready to secure their financial future while paying virtually zero in taxes via apartment syndication.
Summer or winter?
Summer for sure. I love how the sunlight shines brightly and how we can create and do more things in the summer. But I do miss snowboarding in the winter though.
What's your favorite number and why?
Okay, a lot of people don't even know this, but my favorite number is 11. It's my good luck number from my high school basketball days.
So to wrap it up, if you've been thinking about securing your financial future with apartment syndication, here's your sign. If you haven't, but now you're intrigued, follow the curiosity. Honestly, apartment syndication is the best thing since sliced red velvet cake, right? Thank you so much, Cash Flow Multipliers, for tuning in to today's episode with Palm and I. If you're loving what you're hearing, don't forget to leave us a quick review wherever you're streaming this podcast from. Plus, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at the Kitty Sisters to stay in the know. We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.